Morning, Paul.
12:24, sir.
I missed that, sorry. Could you give us an update on, we see that Hendricks is back, so I guess everything was fine with him. He's indicated he's good to go tomorrow night?
He's clear.
Updates on anybody that else might be close?
Nothing that's changed. So we had skaters. Tanev got through his skate today pretty good. Both Hutchinson and Mason skated. We're still on and off with Matthias and Truba and Lowry aren't skating yet.
I know the reluctance to say too much about injuries, and we've talked about the privacy issues and stuff before, but with a guy like Lowry, how much concern is there that this is crunch time and that's a big part of what you guys do up the middle?
Well, big concern, because it's he's a different style of player, both he and Tanev, right? There's a different piece to their game, which makes them more valuable in our lineup. We've got lots of guys who can skate and handle the puck. We don't have a lot of size on our wings or physicality in the group right now. Sure, we've got guys that'll play hard and finish checks, but those two guys are unique to our 12. So we miss that part of the game, and we've seen that. Now we've run a stretch without Adam before, without Adam and Mark, and having Blake in the middle, we had, you know, very little physicality on our wings. But I thought when Hendricks and Tanev went down in the game that our team looked quite a bit different the next night.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the lineups that you, or the matchups that you had going, the lines you were running there with Kopp between the two Swift Europeans. Like, talk about that line and why that configuration.
Bit of a default. We got into the game and liked where Kyle was going. I really liked Matty Perreault with Scheife and Wheeler, but it was too much of a good thing on one line. They were going really well, but we weren't getting a whole lot done on the other three. So I took Matty off that because he played real well and apologized to him for it. Kyle had been playing hard there with Andrew Kopp, and I liked his game, so he was the natural fit. And Roslovic had an awful lot of speed, and so I was kind of, we weren't going great guns, and I was looking to kind of promote people that were playing really well, with the exception of Matty Perreault. He was playing really well there. The line that shakes out at the end with Andrew Kopp, and you know, he's a pretty solid defensive center and makes good reads, and Patty and Nicky haven't had a whole lot going on. So we'll run those guys, and we may run Nick Patan in that middle at different times. We'll take those six guys on those two lines, Hendricks and Kopp's line, and move them around a little.
Last one for me. That 27 and 29. They're not. No great shock on their part that they're slotted where they are right now, and they're excited about playing with Kopp. But they were not complimentary about their own games. And
right.
How would you assess the last three or four for them? And is it just the regular dips of a long NHL season?
We'll put everybody in the same boat in the St. Louis game, right? We had a couple of guys going, but for the most part, that's everybody was equally under expectation. And I didn't love their next two games. And that's it. So this isn't an A-plus or an F on their performances. I like the way sometimes other guys are going a little better, and you want to make sure that you recognize that too. There are times when a guy's going well on the fourth line that you leave him there because that line's going. But I thought Roslovic was going really well, had a real good jump, and that's what we needed in that game. I don't even know if it's a demotion. They're going to play a bunch of minutes. They're going to play big minutes. They're going to get all their power play time that they normally did. They're going to play with a little different center, and they'll play against different people as well.
Patrick Laine said he doesn't watch a lot of video of himself. And is there still a ton of growth there for the guy? And he is 19, of course, as to learn how to get out of these things, not to get better.
For sure, that doesn't end at 19, right? So your best player, Blake Wheeler, and then he's so very consistent, it doesn't happen often, but he's going to have his three or four games that he doesn't like, things aren't going the way, and he's kind of over years, over time, learned, okay, I got to get back to doing just some of these things, and that usually is the trigger for me to get back to my A game. The younger that you get, the harder it is. So what do they know? They're used to generating goals or the positivity in a certain kind of offensive game, and then the other teams start taking that away this time of year, so they've got to learn where that next pace is. I don't think Patty's made huge improvements from his game last year to his game this year. Really much better hockey player all around, the routes that he runs, how he's readable. And we will, in general, the Winnipeg fans, and I'm one of them, You have a tendency to look at the goals and decide whether Patty's playing well or not, but he's played good games where he hasn't scored. He's scored in some games where his game's been off, no different than any other guy. He's going to get quicker. He's going to get faster and stronger, and that will change what he's able to do on the ice. Doesn't watch a tremendous amount. You know, there was video today. It was one clip. Just one thing. I didn't want 10 ideas. I wanted one idea. And so simple for all of these kids in our mind is more. We also did video with the group, so they see video just every day. Individually, they see it kind of when we think it's important off what we show in the main room.
And the point of the video you did show him today was?
It was a positive clip of something he was doing real well, some quickness to his game. So it was what we want to replicate that more and more of.
So he doesn't look slower to you this year then?
Slower?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't look slower. Sometimes last year he might have been going faster in the wrong direction. So one of the things for European players, and I'm not talking about Nicky Ehlers, but European players have loop in their game because they need it on the big ice. They don't attack in straight lines. There's almost no point in attacking a defenseman in the opposite corner because you're never getting to him and he's going to move the puck and everybody else is retreating. So that was evident, and Nicky Ehlers as well, his first year. There was so much. And here, everybody's got one guy and got one job if you don't have the puck for the most part. And it's straight lines, finish your checks, create loose pucks, force rim pucks. He's far, far better at that.
Blake Wheeler talked at the end of the last game about the pressure and expectation they feel in this town. And he went on about it for a while, and it's clearly gotten into the his head, if no one else's. How heavy is it?
I don't think it's there at all. Like, I'm going to be honest. I only saw a piece of it. But what we talk about every day is, so let me go back. The piece that I got was, we haven't made the playoffs last year. We're just trying to make the playoffs. That piece I saw. Because that's, and we're not sitting in there going, hey, boys, we haven't made the playoffs. Let's, nobody take a deep breath. Like, we should just handle today. Don't worry about what people think of us or where we are in the standings or what we just handle today. And that's been something we talk about every day. You handle a game. If we're down after two periods of hockey, we talk, and even if it's a big score, it hasn't happened a lot. We want to make sure that we handle the third period right. What's right in front of us, we handle. So when we start talking about how good is this team, where is it in the standings, what could happen in 2 months down we get into the playoffs, is it a legitimate contending team? That's really not part of, and specifically not part of what we want to talk about. We want to handle our day.
But he talked about hearing that, you know, wherever he goes and
right.
And not being able to get away from it, basically. So how do you prevent that from becoming too heavy, that external expectation?
I don't care. I think I've always taken that idea that that's the kind of pressure that you want in your room. You work really hard to get that kind of pressure in your room, and it's a whole lot better than the other. You can't go anywhere because you get tomatoes thrown at you. So we just deal with it and deal with it. It is like high expectations are a great thing. You usually have to earn them. We don't have 5 years under our belt of being right there when the playoffs were over in the finals or in the final four. So we want to get to that. But the only way we're getting there is handled today.
So when you hear that this is weighing on your captain, what do you think?
It's working for him, isn't it? He's playing the best hockey I've ever seen him play in his life. He's dominant on the ice. So he can handle it.
As part of that, you always hear teams talk about staying in the moment one day at a time, but that idea of not thinking about whether or not you guys are a cup contender, or leaving some of the hype that comes out externally about this team, has it become that much more important because of how maybe young some of this, in terms of experience, a lot of your players haven't gone through, like what you said, deep playoff runs, or maybe is there any concern about them knowing how to handle?
Not from a pressure point of view. We certainly are aware that, you know, there's a real gear change here that happens, and try not to make this too long an answer, Sarah, I'm sorry, but there, you'll always get a guy at the end of exhibition season can't believe you're sending him down because he was top three in scoring. And you say, well, it's going to be a little different in a week. That's true at the All-Star break. It's true in the stretch drive, and incredibly true in the playoffs. It's a different game of hockey that's played. We talk about wanting to play that certain style now and getting ready to play for it and getting ready to compete with it. But there's absolutely no value in dealing mentally with tomorrow or the next day as a place of, well, we'll work really hard tomorrow, that to get you nowhere. So sometimes coaches speak, and it's like we talk about the process, right? But this sounds so awfully cliche. There's nothing else to this. There's nothing else we can work on but today. We can't really hope to win the game next week. We can practice real hard today, like their practice today. So that's why I think we do it. And when you get into those, you get into the playoffs, all of this pressure, but the emotional swings of the adversity that happens in game and between games is huge, and you want to have a bit of a foundation on how you handle it. That's why sometimes when things aren't going really well, it's a great time for your team to grow and to accept what's going on and learn how to deal with it. Just beat that answer to death. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I just mean that when some teams get talked about as being a cup contender or something,
right,
the ones that are regularly there,
right,
maybe it doesn't, it might not, I don't want to say effect might not be the right word, but it might not have the same sort of impact on hearing that at this point in the season as maybe a team that hasn't had players that have been in that position for. I don't know.
I think I've seen a lot more, maybe, I don't know if it's this year, but track the number of articles of teams who thought they were right there, they were rolling, or they made changes, and then their record in about a week and a half. Right? The game will humble you. As soon as you think you're a contender, this game's going to humble you. Just go back to the summer, right? Take a look at the favorites. So just deal with your day-to-day and let the rest of it fall. It's a good thing. People think we got a real good team here because we've won a bunch of hockey games. That's a real good thing.